Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2023, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summits. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Well, hey, folks, I'm back. And this time I have with me Carrie Ray Millett. We got it right in the green room. But then, of course, I had to screw it up because I was second guessing it. Carrie Ray Millett. Very glad to have her here with us. I have had her on my stage before, and her talk, Three Steps to Unwrap Your Self-Worth from Your Weight, is fantastic. Welcome to the program, Carrie Ray.
Thank you so much for having me again. It is such an honor to be here and to be here with all of you.
It is an amazing group of women and folks that we have here. Just put a note in the chat if you are already getting value from this summit. We've already had a ton of really cool speakers on, so I'm super glad that you're here with us. I know that you're a busy woman, so let's get down to it. Before we do, how did you become an expert in this particular area?
So my journey started out as I was a personal chef helping people learn how to cook and eat in a healthy way. And as a courageous woman myself, I found myself actually doing the right things, like eating healthy, having movement and doing the workouts, but I didn't really see any lasting change with my weight or feeling better at all. So I realized there was more going on in the picture, and tapping into the spirituality world, it's all about the stories that we carry within our bodies. So that was a big eye opener for me. And when I lost my dad in 2018, he lived and died by his story that someone else outside of him told him that he was going to live and die of heart disease. And that didn't have to be his fate, but that's what he took on, the story. So if I could help or lead women to heal their own stories so they can create and live the life that they want and not be told by external forces, how they can live their lives, because it's curves empower you. They don't have to limit you. So I'm here to do that. If I can just save somebody to not experience the heart disease journey or just, a life of victimhood or just, powerlessness, all worth it.
I agree. All right. So what are some of the messages that women bring to the table when they are looking at weight? I think you have a really great expression of how we judge ourselves by what's between our toes. Is that right?
I think more so of not giving your power away to something like a red dress of I'm going to share a story about a red dress, but I think the most common item for us is a pair of jeans, where it's we put it on and we're just it doesn't fit. And then we go down this hole of doom. And that's such a common theme for courageous women, or all women too, of I'm not worthy. Just this whole thing of, all throwing it out of proportion of just over one pair of jeans, and it's we give our power away to that. And that's just what I always say. It's so last year, so just leave that there, This is a whole new way of being,
I love it. Yeah, that was 2022. We're not bringing that to 2023. I totally love that. All right. So when we look at that red dress or those pair of jeans and they don't fit, and we've been working, we've been eating healthy, we've been doing the right things, but it's just not going the way we want it. I'll tell you that I went to the doctor and I was like, I'm gaining all this weight and I don't understand, there might be something wrong. And my doctor was a woman. She goes, well, your blood test looks great. You look amazing. You're totally fine. Everything's, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, but I will tell you that after a certain age, carbs are no longer our friend. I was like, all right, I get that, that's not good for you anyway. But how do we sort of step into that this is normal, this is good, this is healthy for me?
So actually, I would like to continue this conversation and share a story, if I may.
That would be great.
Okay. So just like picture like a my bedroom. I have like a closet, a walk-in closet. so many clothes, but a walk-in closet. And then there's like a window on the right side with like the blinds open. And then you could feel the warmth of the summer or like the spring sun on your face. And you're like, okay, you're getting excited about like the summer clothes. I don't know about you, but it's not spring here in Minnesota at all. We're having like 4 inches of snow tomorrow, but somewhere when it's spring, you're going to have these feelings of like feeling anxious and worried if your summer clothes are going to fit. And it's like, as like curvaceous women, we have this experience of like, we're feeling worried or embarrassed or scared if like our summer clothes are going to fit. And it's like, they fit last year, but it's like, were they going to fit this year? And so, and I love how, you know, this talk is happening kind of like in the March range, because this is so relatable story. And so this is the exact moment I found myself in. So it's like, I opened the door and I saw my favorite red dress. I still can't fit in it, which is okay. Still love ourselves regardless. So this is the red dress I saw hanging like in my closet. And it was like my favorite like night out dancing dress. And I was so excited and feeling pumped because I was going to go dancing in it like the following day. And so I whipped that thing around and I got it situated. I'm like, oh yay, I got it situated. And then I stopped because I realized I couldn't like, you know, zip it up. We have that moment.
Yeah.
And it was just like in that moment, I felt like I was frustrated with myself and I didn't feel worthy and I felt ugly and I felt fat, you know, like I was frustrated that, you know, as a health coach, like chef thing person, you know, and I was like, I knew what the healthy choices were, but I chose not to take them and I chose not to care. And it's like, I let that mean something about myself. And that's in that way. And it was just, I felt embarrassed. I felt fat. I felt undesirable. And it was just like, we have this tendency to like go down this rabbit hole when something like this happens. And there's so much power in like this, like three steps I'm going to teach you, like my ACC method of like how to break that pattern. Because it happens so often. So are we giving our power away to something that happens sometimes, but doesn't have to mean anything about us?
All right. So what's step number one?
So step number one is awareness. So basically it's becoming conscious of like what is actually happening in that moment and looking at what is happening without the judgment. So it's like with that dress example, what is actually happening? Oh, I put on a dress and it didn't fit. So like all that shame, all that judgment kind of disintegrates because you're just looking at what happened.
Yeah.
And it's great because when we have awareness, it gives us the opportunity to like respond to a situation versus like react. So when we react to something, we're giving our power away to that thing. True. Versus like when we respond, we're like, okay, I have the choice to respond how I feel about this or like how, what I'm going to do after this too. So that's what's really pivotal of like, okay, just stop what you're doing, observe what's really going on, and then proceed to like step two.
All right.
So step two would be like clarity. So awareness of like, what is going on? How are you feeling? And then step two is clarity of like, how do you desire to feel instead? So it's kind of like a visionary kind of concept. So it's like, you know what you're feeling and then you know what you desire to feel instead. Cause it's like in that moment, Or even like reflecting now, I'm like, I don't wake up one day, I'm like, I'm excited to shame myself today. You know, like that's not the vision that we have when we wake up. So it's really good to be like, okay, I'm feeling this, but I'd rather feel something else. And that's what's really great about having these like experiences, is like checking in with yourself, like, how are you feeling? Does it match like how you desire to feel? If it's not, then we can shift. We can change that, which is awesome. So we're powerful.
Right. And our genes are not in control of how we feel, nor is our dress. We can be in charge of how we feel. So clarity, and that's sort of like that dream state of what do you want to become? Is that right? Or what do you want to feel instead? I like this a lot. All right, if you're resonating with this, if you're like, yep, she's speaking my language, please put she's not wrong in the chat box, hashtag she's not wrong. And we will move forward to step number three. So awareness is step number one, like just being aware of it, and then clarity on what we want instead. And then what's step number three?
So step number three is choice. So like, so it's like making a powerful choice, like making like a powerful declaration for yourself, something that you would stand up for. So it was like, for this example, it was like, I could either sit in the closet and cry and like sit in this like shame cycle,
right?
Or I can choose to just go to the store and buy myself a new dress that fits. So, because it's like a lot of us, I gotta admit, like this is where most of us get stuck, and this is where I used to get stuck, of like we have awareness and we have clarity, but until we actually like take action on it, nothing really truly changes. And that's where most of us say we get stuck, because they're like, oh, we know what's happening. We know what we want, but we get stuck because we don't want to actually take action to change and do the thing.
I totally get that. Change is something that we resist. Change is something we push against as human beings. I like to say shift myself, because I don't like change as much as I like shifting. I'm just going to shift over here a little bit.
Just shift it. Yeah. I love that word right. Too.
Choice also is a really good word, because I have another choice. I can choose to be this or have a new choice. Do you remember that old show called Whose Line Is It Anyway? And they would do a season where they'd be like,
I love
new choice, and they'd be like, I'm going to do this. They'd be like, new choice. Oh, I'm going to do this. New choice. I'm going to do this. It was like, that's how we should live our lives. Like, oh, I just kicked my toe into the, you know, into the sofa for the 15th time. All right, new choice. I'm not going to do that next time. All right. I just shamed myself because my jeans did not zip. Oh, new choice. Now I'm going to embrace my beautiful self.
Right. Exactly. Cause that's the work of like becoming aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
And then, you know what you want. So it's like, when you make the choice, you have the opportunity to like embody that essence, embody like that, that way of being. Cause it's like feeling great in your body, no matter what size you are, no matter what weight, yes, no matter what clothes you're wearing, is a choice.
Definitely. Well, I love it. You're getting a lot of love in the chat. Julie Little says, yes, embody it. I love it. All right. So unfortunately, we're getting close to time. We have a little bit of time to talk about your maybe a story that you've worked with some other folks and how you've shifted their beliefs a little bit. When people come to work with you, what is it that they, where are they in life, and what do they get after they're working with you?
So it's like, I'll just share about like one of my clients right now. She has like, we started working together in November, and I was at an expo and I had a mirror, and I looked at her. I was like, so what do you like, you know, what do you like, what you see when you look in the mirror? And she couldn't even look at it. Like, she's like, oh, there's a mirror here. Okay, I'm going to go this way and avoid it. So we talked somewhere else, nowhere near the mirror, because it was hard for her. Well, it was hard for her to look at it, to actually like see herself and be comfortable with it. And she actually, she hated herself. She didn't like the way she looked. She didn't like her finger. She didn't like who she was, who she turned into. And it's amazing just do like the inner work of like, okay, what stories do you actually have? What stories do you actually hold within you that's keeping you from being who you want to be, like someone who actually loves yourself, or even let's even take it a step down of like someone who actually likes what she sees in the mirror.
Yeah.
Love is a whole other thing, but it's like, if you can just look it in the mirror and be like, I really like that. I like that about me. And you start to appreciate yourself. You start to love yourself in a new way. And now, even just like 2 months working together with her, it's just been, I met her in November and we started working together in January. And already she's like, I like myself. She doesn't hate herself anymore. She is actually more kind. She grew up in the military and her life is fueled by shame because she's always looking to change things. And now she's like, I'm actually learning to accept myself for where I am and actually learning to change myself from a place of desire versus like a need and a have to. And that's such a different shift.
Huge shift.
To live from.
Yeah. All right. So in this light, you actually have a free gift for our audience. It is the Look in the Mirror workbook. So we're going to go ahead and drop this link in the chat. When you get it, please put, I got that in the chat box so that we know that the link worked that way, because sometimes they work on our machines and then links break. You guys know, even from this summit, there were a few links that really gave people some challenges today. So hopefully you are able to open it up and access it. And when you get it, just put, I got that in the chat box. This is a Look in the Mirror workbook. Tell us what they're going to get when they get this workbook.
So these are just some journal prompts to help you become aware of what's happening, to give you clarity of how you desire to feel when you look in the mirror, and then give you the opportunity to make a choice for yourself, to shift this narrative with yourself. So it's like, if you, yeah, release the judgment and actually like lean into your worth.
Well, it's working on my machine, but I haven't seen anybody grab it yet. Okay, link works great. Perfect. Julie got it. If anybody else got it, if you just put, I got it in the chat box, because sometimes it's like works on the Apple, but not on the Mac. I have no idea why. So we want to be sure that it's working for everybody. If you do have any trouble getting any of the links, you can always email our support team. That's support@voicesofwomensummit.com. It's support@voicesofwomensummit.com. You also have a gift for our VIPs as well. Is that right?
Yes, I do. I'm very excited about this one. This is like one of my favorite masterclasses I ever did. And it's teaching you how to break the cycle of shame, because there's like this whole cycle of shame, and I teach you what it is inside this class. And then I teach you like how to break it. And it's like, this is like an ongoing, like inner work is ongoing evolution. So even if you find yourself like on the cycle, I give you tools on how to become aware of that. And then you can just break this cycle that you're, you know, that part of your piece of the cycle that you're on, you can just break that. So you don't have to ever experience like that self-degrading rabbit hole that I talked about earlier about just over like a dress or a pair of pants that no longer fits.
Yep. And they cannot be in charge of our feelings anymore. They are not going to drive my bus anymore. I like it a lot. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So definitely grab the opportunity to be able to join VIP, and you'll get this gift and all of the others as well in one big package at the end of the summit. We do add VIP packages sometimes during the day. So there may be even more value, but from what you're getting alone right now, it's already thousands of dollars worth of value, plus the recordings of the entire event. We have a lot of amazing guests coming up next. We have Lynn Trenchell. She's going to be talking to us about the art and science of transformation, 3 keys to create success in your life and your business. But before we let you go, Carrie Ray, any final comments for our crew?
I do. So it is spring upon us. And anytime that you pull out these clothes and you realize that they don't fit, I just invite you to give yourself love and compassion, because this is just an experience. We're humans. This is part of the experience. And it's like, go to the store, buy yourself some clothes that do fit, because you are unconditionally worthy no matter what clothes or what size you are.
Let me ask you this. When you look in the mirror, what do you love about yourself?
Oh, there's so many things. Oh, I have to pick one.
No, you don't have to pick one. What do you love about yourself?
I love my eyes. I love my smile. I love my laugh. I love, like, I have these, I love my love handles, because there's something to actually like grab onto, because that's what handles are for. You know what I mean? There's so many things, girl. There's so many things.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I love that you walk into that and embrace it and live it every day, because there is so much beauty about us. I know that there was the Dove study that was done on, you know, women and how they describe themselves. And it was just so negative compared to what real life was. There's no reason that we should be our worst enemy. We should be our biggest cheerleader. And I love that you just embodied that. It was just gorgeous to see you light up like that. Thank you so much for that inspiration, Carrie Ray. You are amazing. I appreciate you being here. And we will see you all back at the top of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing session of the Voices of Women Summit, where our mission is to raise the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. For recordings of all sessions, plus an amazing VIP gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.